Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a person interrupts the danger of climbing up a ladder of success when he pats himself on the back. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. It's good to be here, and we hope that as we think together about the Word of God, we'll be profited from that study. This week, we've been talking to you about the second coming of Christ. A great deal of attention is being given to the Lord's second coming because there are always those about us who think they know more than the Bible reveals in regard to the coming of Jesus. They think they know the time. And so it is up to us to see what the Bible teaches about that so that we will hold a right position and one that's in harmony with the law of God. Already this week we've studied verses that point out the fact that Jesus is going to come again. He made the promise to his disciples, "If I go, I will come again." The disciples were told, "This same Jesus taken up from among you shall so return in like manner." And then the Apostle Peter says the Lord's going to come, even though some have interpreted his delay in coming, the fact that he has not come as yet, as being a sign that he is not going to come. Peter deals with that and points out that he is going to come again. Then in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, after we're reminded in verse 27 that we all are going to die, death will come our way, that's an appointment. And then in verse 28, he says to those who look for him, "He shall appear a second time without sin unto salvation." The Lord is going to return, and the Bible clearly teaches that. Well, what can we know about when this is going to occur? It's very important that we know something about when the Lord is going to come again. Well, in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, the disciples were meeting with the Lord and talking with him about the temple and about the work that had been done by their Jewish fathers. And so they came to the temple and they point to the temple saying to Jesus, "This is certainly miraculous. This is a great thing that we're seeing." Well, when Jesus looked at this, he's going to answer a question in regard to the temple, and then he's going to answer a question in regard to his second coming. Look at verse 3. "As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?'" Notice that he first of all is dealing with two different events. One has to do with the Lord's coming. The other has to do with the destruction of the temple. Now Jesus had just predicted, "There shall not be one stone left upon another," in regard to the temple. So he's going to deal with when this is going to occur. But secondarily, he's going to deal with the end of the world and his coming. So actually, there are two questions that are going to be answered. You know, when you have two questions, it's customary to answer one of them first. And that's exactly what Jesus did. The first question had to do with the very end of the temple and the destruction of Jerusalem. Jesus answered, first of all, in regard to that question, when is the temple going to be destroyed? Friends, here's the fallacy that is so prevalent in our world today. People look at what Jesus said about the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, and try to apply it to the end of the world. What happens? Well, confusion and misunderstanding as to what the Lord was really talking about. Let's look at the answer that is given in regard to the temple and the destruction of Jerusalem. Then we'll turn our attention in the other direction toward the second question, what will be the signs of your coming and the end of the world? Well, let's look first of all at the destruction of Jerusalem. First of all, Jesus said there are going to be false teachers come. They're going to come in my name, saying I'm the Christ, and they'll deceive many. You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. How many times have you heard somebody say, that's right, the Bible says wars and rumors of wars. We're living in that time. Friends, he's talking about the destruction of the temple. That occurred in 70 AD. That's a long time ago. The reference to wars and rumors of wars is not having to do with the second coming of Christ, but rather with reference to the destruction of Jerusalem. Verse 7, nation shall rise up against nation, kingdoms against kingdoms. There'll be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. Remember, this is talking about the destruction of Jerusalem. They're going to occur very shortly, and that had to do with 70 AD. He goes ahead to describe the condition, and he tells them, if you're in the housetop, don't come down into the house to get your clothing, but you need to flee the city. And pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Get out of the city of Jerusalem as quickly as you can. And so he's talking about the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. Well, notice then in verse 29 that the Lord says, immediately after the tribulation of these days, the sun will be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from the heavens, the power of heaven shall shake. These are references to the tremendous thing that's going to happen with reference to the destruction of Jerusalem. Now, notice this in verse 34. The things he's talking about, he said, this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be destroyed or fulfilled. This generation is not going to pass till all of these things he's just talked about will be destroyed or be fulfilled. The destruction of Jerusalem occurred during their lifetime in that generation. Then, as he looks at that, he turns to the second question. All right, what's the second question? What are the signs of your coming? What can I look for to see you're going to return shortly? Well, Jesus said, at that day and hour, this is verse 36, knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. In other words, nobody knows when the Lord is going to return the second time. With that being said, does it amaze you that there are people who say they know when the Lord is going to return? I hear frequently someone making predictions along this line, and each time that I do, I think to myself, there's a person who's showing that he doesn't know what he's talking about, because Jesus said, no, even the angels do not know about it. My Father is the only one who knows. Well, we'll talk about this some more tomorrow. Please be listening. We appreciate your listening and remind you it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.